This is a poetic portrait from Elizabeth Bottriol to her husband Bill on his 60th birthday, which was the 22nd of July 2017. My name is Simon Welsh of Simon Welsh Poetry, and this is a poetic portrait recording. Happy birthday, Bill, and thank you, Elizabeth. It was an absolute pleasure working with you. And here is your piece. It's entitled, I Choose You. 60 years have passed since the day that you were born. I know time flies and all that jazz, but where's it bloody gone? You know me, I'm a planner, and I like to plan things out. My decisions are considered, and they are not made without the time for due consideration. And you know that this is true, from decisions on the clothes I wear to how I married you. I understand now, looking back, it's not the same as choice. Choice is different to decision. There is freedom in its voice. The party where we met that night was fated, don't you think? From the whiskey I was clutching, that you had a mind to drink, to the cowboy boots that made your height a fraction more than mine. What if you'd not worn those boots? What if I'd brought wine? So I was there deciding, could you be my cup of tea? And you'd already chosen that one day you'd marry me. You had to break some rules you had, like don't date taller women, while I was still deciding, like a form I had to fill in. But 6 months is no time for decisions made for life. Should a man who has no job be asking me to be his wife? And shocked, I felt my lips were moving, letting out my voice. Yes, I said, without deciding, this was sheer choice. When I said yes, my finger was beyond upset with me, and it swelled up round the ring. We had to go to A&E, and they cut it off, undoing what I'd said to you in haste. But life's no game. It's serious. It's not a thing to waste. But you'd thought this through already, when they'd asked you at the bank what this hefty loan was for, if not the petrol, then your tank. And at the age of 24, you smiled and thought of me. Investment, you said, thinking of a girl of 23. So when they cut that ring off, in the hospital, with tools, you could have given up as just one more of fortune's fools. I had to go and lose myself in international travel, a decision I felt safe with, jury happy, bang that gavel. And you just carried on with life and held the space for us. And although I'd made no promises, you didn't make a fuss. You've got me now, you clever boy, decision by decision, whilst showing me the good life isn't pipe dream. It's a vision of the peace and the fulfilment we have access to through choice. It's a different kind of journey, in a different kind of voice. If you're a self-proclaimed control freak, it's the harder path to walk. You can't compare the market, it's just not that kind of talk. You used to make suggestions and I'd say, we can't do that. I was seeing all the reasons not to, checking every fact. And you'd just say, why not? With that annoying smile of yours. You know, the one that Jedis use that open hidden doors. Where I saw risk and challenge, you saw different types of fun. Where I saw clouds, I'd think of rain, while you'd prepare for sun. And I feel truly blessed for every moment that conspired to give us all the tools we need to live this life inspired. We have 5 amazing children, and we all know how to laugh. We know how to have a party, because we don't do things by half. We know how to listen, how to learn and share along the way. Is it because we're Irish Catholic? I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm grateful for those cowboy boots that gave you extra height. To your mum, who'd asked for airport pickup earlier that night. To the mutual friend who worked for Lufthansa by mere chance. It seems to me this life of ours was set up in advance. I'm grateful for those parties that have punctuated life and for the privilege of being both your best friend and your wife. I see you. You are generous in spirit and in soul. I don't know what I'd do without you, Bill. You make me whole. So with all my senses open, my decisions put on hold, I am learning as I walk beside you how to feel bold. I am understanding choice is when your heart is pure and true, and so in heart and mind and body, Bill, I'm choosing you.